It's Friday in the fifth week of Lent. It's Passiontide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station is Santo Stefano Rotondo in Monte Celio. Saint Stephen. It's a round basilica on the Celian Hill. When the relics of the proto-martyr St. Stephen the Deacon were recovered in Jerusalem, they were brought to Rome in 415 and placed at the fascinating Santo Stefano Rotondo, the ancient round basilica, consecrated in the early 5th century. It is indeed round, and originally had 3 ambulatories, but over the centuries it was reduced to 2. It is built on the remains of military barracks, and there is also, beneath it, a shrine to the pagan god Mithras. St. Gregory the Great preached sermons in this church. The bishop's throne he would have sat on as he preached is preserved. Over the centuries, this basilica was damaged through invasion and then neglect. However, it has been recently restored. It is a must-see when you go to Rome. Friedrich Vetter is the cardinal titular here. Today we are 1 week out from Good Friday. As such, it is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Today it is possible in the extraordinary form in the Roman Rite to celebrate Mass for the Feast of Our Lady, counterintuitively with white vestments and even a Gloria. Mary, as sorrowful mother, is often depicted in art as being pierced through the heart with daggers or swords, as an echo of the prophecy made by Simeon at the time of the presentation of the Lord in the temple. Simeon foresaw that in the Passion of the Lord, Our Lady would be so much in union with her divine Son's will that she too would feel great anguish. Devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows gained special attention after St. Bridget of Sweden, who died in 1373, learned from Mary that 7 graces are granted to souls who honor her daily by saying 7 Hail Marys and by meditating upon her tears and her sorrows. Her sorrows are the prophecy of Simeon, the flight into Egypt, the loss of Jesus in the temple, Mary meeting Jesus on the way to the cross, Jesus dying on the cross, Mary receiving the dead body of her son, and Jesus being laid in the tomb. Here is the collect for the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Oremus, Deus in cuius passione secundum Simeonis prophetiam Dulcissimam animam gloriosae virginis et matris Mariae doloris gladius per transivit, concede propitius ut, qui transfictionem eius et passionem, venerando recolimus, gloriosis meritis et precibus omnium sanctorum cruci fideliter adstantium intercedentibus, passionis tuae effectum felicem consequamur. Let us pray. O God, in whose passion, the sword, according to the prophecy of blessed Simeon, pierced through the soul of Mary, the glorious Virgin and Mother. Mercifully grant that we who reverently commemorate her piercing through and her suffering may, by the interceding glorious merits of all the saints, faithfully standing by the cross, obtain the abundant fruit of your passion. In light of the unmatchable example of Christ, reflected with singular clarity in the life of his mother, the gospel of suffering, through the experience and words of the apostles, becomes an inexhaustible source for the ever-new generations that succeed one another in the history of the church. The gospel of suffering signifies not only the presence of suffering in the gospel as one of the themes of the good news, but also the revelation of the salvific power and the salvific significance of suffering in Christ's messianic mission and, subsequently, in the mission and vocation of the Church. John Paul II,